Technocracy News and Trends is the authoritative source of information about technocracy on the internet. I'm Patrick Wood, Editor-in-Chief. Here is the title of this story. Iran. The goal was always reintegration, not containment. By Patrick Wood. Published on June 18, 2026. I have said countless times that technocracy moves on infrastructure, not outright confrontation. The Iran war is a case in point. The American people watched a war and waited for a victory. They are still waiting, because the thing they were promised and the thing that was delivered are not the same thing. They expected containment. They expected an adversary beaten back, a nuclear program dismantled, a hostile regime made smaller. What they received was a reconstruction contract. The Iran settlement is not the end of a confrontation. It is the beginning of an integration, and the men who built it were not trying to contain Iran at all. Look first at who negotiated it. Not the Secretary of State, not the National Security Council. The two principals who carried the final framework were Steve Witkoff, the special envoy to the Middle East, and Jared Kushner, who holds no office in the United States government whatsoever. Both are real estate developers. The deal that reopened the Strait of Hormuz lifted the blockade and put $300 billion on the table to rebuild Iran was shaped by two men whose entire professional formation is the financing and construction of buildings. It shows. The agreement reads like a development deal because it was assembled by developers. That is not an insult. It is the key to the document. A diplomat sent to contain Iran writes a deal full of restrictions, inspections, and walls. A developer sent to a country he sees as undervalued writes a deal full of investment, access, and the removal of barriers to capital. The Witkoff-Kushner framework is the second kind of document. Its center of gravity is not a list of things Iran may not do. Its center of gravity is a $300 billion private investment vehicle to rebuild the country that the United States was bombing 4 months ago. Read that number again and read what kind of money it is. It is not appropriated by Congress. It is not foreign aid. It is not reparations. It is a privatized fund, capital from firms in the Gulf, Asia, and beyond, organized to invest in Iranian energy, logistics, manufacturing, and transport. The framers were explicit that the United States Treasury puts up nothing. This is not a government rebuilding a defeated enemy. This is a privately financed mechanism wiring a sanctioned economy back into the global system run by men who specialize in exactly that work. The instrument tells you the intent. You do not build a $300 billion reconstruction fund for a country you intend to contain. You build it for a country you intend to absorb. Now the part that should hold the attention of every American watching this, and is being missed by nearly all of them. J. Jared Kushner is a private citizen. He represents no agency. He took no oath for this work. He is the president's son-in-law, operating as a civilian proxy, and he runs an investment firm, Affinity Partners, whose capital comes overwhelmingly from Gulf sovereign wealth. Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Qatar are the funders of that firm. They are also the states being asked to fund the Iran reconstruction. The man who designed the mechanism to rebuild Iran is paid by the governments that will pay for the rebuilding. I am not alleging a crime. I am describing an architecture. The negotiation of a sovereign settlement with Iran was placed in the hands of a private financier whose investors are the very Gulf states whose capital the settlement mobilizes. That is not a conflict of interest in the narrow legal sense. It is the structure itself. Statecraft has been handed to a fund manager, and the fund manager's clients are the beneficiaries of the statecraft. This is what the privatization of foreign policy looks like when you stop using the polite words for it. So the criticism arrives, and it is loud, and it is aimed at the wrong target. Ted Cruz called the settlement a disastrous mistake, Roger Wicker called the ceasefire a disaster. Lindsey Graham warned against any outcome that leaves Iran a dominant regional force. Every one of those objections is framed in the language of containment. Did we stop the nuclear program? Did we beat them? Did Iran end up weaker? The base that wanted a military victory is judging the deal by whether it produced one and concluding that it failed. They are arguing about a war that was never the point. The war was the pretext. The corridors are the prize. Step back from Hormuz and the missile counts and look at the map the way the dealmakers look at it. Iran is the hole in the grid. It is the center of the international north-south transport corridor, the Russia-Iran-India route. It sits on the Strait of Hormuz, through which a fifth of the world's oil moves. It is the missing node between the India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor and the Iraq-Turkey development road. For as long as Iran is the system's enemy, the system's trade routes remain rival fragments that cannot be joined. Reintegrate Iran, and the fragments mesh. That is what $300 billion buys. Not Iranian goodwill, but connectivity. It buys the closing of the last gap in a continental logistics architecture, the conversion of a choke point from a threat into a toll booth, and the peeling of Iran partway out of the Russia-China orbit by offering it a richer patron. The fund is not a charity for bomb damage. It is the purchase price of a corridor node. And the vehicle for all of it is the Abraham Accords. This is the piece Americans keep treating as a side project when it is the main engine. The Accords were never only about peace with Israel. They are legitimizing the architecture for a global trade order, the diplomatic layer beneath the rails of steel. Normalization is the handshake that lets the corridor be built. The same framework that brought the Gulf and Israel to one table is the framework now being extended by the same hands to bring Iran to the edge of the same table. Witkoff and Kushner are not improvising. They are running the Accords logic to its conclusion. Every adversary becomes a counterparty. Every conflict becomes a deal. Every closed economy becomes an investable market. Containment walls an enemy off. Integration wires it in. And integration is the stronger instrument because a country walled off by sanctions builds its own sanctions-proof economy beyond your reach, while a country reintegrated through your investment, your insurance, your reconstruction financing, and your permissioned waivers becomes dependent on plumbing whose valves you hold. You do not contain a rival by excluding it. You contain it by making it need you. Sanctions made Iran untouchable. The Reconstruction Fund makes Iran a tenant. This is the settlement the American people are mistaking for a surrender. It is not a surrender. It is an acquisition. The men who wrote it were never trying to defeat Iran. They were trying to onboard it onto the corridors, onto the accords, onto the architecture that turns the entire region into a single integrated grid administered by private capital and legitimized by normalization. The crowd waiting for a military victory will wait forever. The victory already came, and it does not look like a victory because it was never meant to. It looks like a development deal, signed by a developer who does not work for you, funded by the states that fund him, and aimed not at Iran's defeat, but at its quiet enrollment. Iran was not contained. It was reintegrated. That was always the plan. Until you connect these dots, you will never see the whole picture. Please share this article and audio file.